We're on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the top. Iboyeluhu. Where's the Shaila? HaTorei Mishalo Al Shul Chaveru. Person takes truma for someone else. Takes it from his tevua that needs truma taken, and he has kavanah that it should pater his friend's tevua that also needs truma taken. Zorich Daito Olav. Do you have to have the das of the person that you're taking the truma for or not? Mi amrinan kiven dischusulo. Since it's a total schus, he's not spending anything. I'm taking my money and using it to do what he would have to do for himself. Right? Lo tzorich das. Therefore, zochen l'adam shlo b'fanav. And you don't need his das. You automatically can become a shliach for somebody without his das. Al dilma mitzvah dilehi. Or maybe not. The guy wants to do his own mitzvah. Doesn't want you to steal his mitzvah away. He'd rather do it. So it's not a schus, and therefore you need shlichus. If it's not a total schus, you need to be a shliach. Toshma. So learn from our Mishnah. Tor mes trumosov. The es masrosov the daito. Right? You can take a person who is, the person's osur to tev hanoah. Reuven is osur tev hanoah from Shimon. Shimon can take off trumas and maestris for Reuven. Zemora says, "B'mayaskinan, how is that cooking? Ilema min balakri al shol balakri. If he's taking truma from Reuven's tvua for Reuven, uladaito, and then you need to be a shliach. I can't take truma from your tvua for you without being a shliach. We learn it from a pasuk, right? Atem gamatem, right? So you need to be just ma'atem." B'nei Bris, Avshluchachem, from there we learn Shlichus. So, L'daito deman, and then you would have to do it L'daito, right? Meaning, L'daito delay, that I'm doing it with my das to do it, that wouldn't help. He has to be with his das. My man Shav Yishliach. I'm not his Shliach, I'm taking from his thing on his thing. I have to be a Shliach, so it can't just be with my das, it has to be with his das. El L'daito de Balakri, Hokamahanile. Right, so that can't be the case, because how in the world could Shimon take off Truma on Reuven's Tvua, from Reuven's Tvua, and be his Shliach, he's Mahanahim, and Reuven's not allowed to have any Hanoh from Shimon. Ella must be talking, Mishalo al Shal Balakri. It's talking where Shimon is taking from his Tvua for the sake of Reuven. He's pattering Reuven's Tvua with his Tvua, with Shimon's Tvua. Uladaito deman, and now whose das is we talking about? Ilein ladaito de balakri kokamahanile. If it's talking where Reuven told Shimon to do it and made him a shliach, then he's mahanahim. So he can't do that. Elalav ladaito de nafshe. It means ladato means that he has intention to take off truma for Reuven's tvua from his own Shimon's tvua, and without Reuven's knowledge. You don't need Rumi's knowledge. Right? Das. If you hold it, you need the das of Reuven. Then, if Reuven is making him a shliach, then he's getting hano. But if Reuven's not getting any hano, making him a shliach, and Shimon's doing it for what's it called, from his own tvua, then we say zochen lo shel b'fanav, and it's not called a hano. Elalav. Ain't sorach das. So you see that you don't need das. That was the shaila we had. Somebody who takes off truma for someone else from his own tvua. Does he need the das of the other person or not? And we say no. See, from here you don't need his das, because if you would need his das, it would be usher to do it if the person's usher to have hanoh from you. So Mara says no. La olam yishal balakri al balakri. It's talking where he takamid him a shliach. You're taking truma from the person's tvua for him, right? Kedomar Rava, and it's talking in such a case where the guy said, "Ba'omer kol arotzo litrom yovo v'yitrom." Hachinami ba'omer, same thing. The guy said he didn't make him a shliach. He just said, "Whoever wants to take truma from me can do it." So anybody could do it. So he's not making him a shliach. He's not being mahanehim directly. And therefore, what's it called? It's not considered a direct hanoah, since he gave everybody rishus to do it. This guy decided to do it, right? So he's not He's basically, like we had before, he's basically being Mavriya Chari. I have to take Truma. And you're doing it for me? So, what's it called? You're not giving me anything. You're just taking away a chiyuv that I had. Okay. So some say that it only goes according to Hanan, that Mavriya Chari is Mutter b'Mudr Hano. And others hold that in this kind of case, it's even good according to the Rabbanon, because I'm not making you a shliach, and Lamaisa, what's it called? You're taking off for me what I would have had to take anyway, right? So basically, I'm not getting any direct hanor from you. Okay. Rashi. Kiven deschusulo shemarviach shetorim olav mishalo velo tzorich litin lo klub. I don't have to give you anything, and you're taking truma from your tvua on me, so I get to save some of my tvua because of that. So lo tzorich das shezochin lo mishlo b'fanav. Then you don't need his das because it's a schus, and the schus is zochin lo mishlo b'fanav. Al dilma kiven de mitzvah dilehi de balakri nichale lemevdei shiyakayim huas a mitzvah leficha tzorich shadir. Maybe it's not a total schus, because I'm actually taking away my mitzvah. I would rather do the mitzvah myself. So even though it's being done, and my tvua is taken care of, but I would like to do that mitzvah myself, so it's not a schus. So you need a shlichus. Ilem mishal balakri al balakri, ilem l'dayte dilei l'daykel shel torim, shelo odil l'balakri, shu torim olav. If it's talking in a case where Shimon takes truma from Reuven's tvua on Reuven's tvua, right, then it can't be with his, only with his das, he has to be a shliach. Man shav yishliach. Hakai melon ma'atem ledaitchem, af shluchachem ledaitchem. Just like you take off truma, you have to know what you're doing. The shliach has to be with your das. And here you need a shlichus, because not a schus. I'm taking from your tvua for you, not from my tvua for you. Hakamahani le, the other shlichus. And if that's the case, it can't be talking in our Mishnah that case, because Reuven's not allowed to have Hanor from Shimon. And if he made him a shliach to take off Truma, he for sure is having Hanor. The Iyu Hadiro. He made the Nether not to have any Hanor. Hokamahani le Haishatorim Elov. So if he's a direct shliach, he's giving him Hanor. Elalav Ledaita Denafshe. Talking where he did it on his own. Not being a shliach. Shaloho deal the Balakri Shurotzalitram Elov. He didn't tell the Balakri that he's taking Truma. He did him a favor. Then it can't be that he's taking from the other person's tvua. Must be he's taking from his own tvua. The e amra tzorich deyo hakamahanile. But if you hold that even in that case you need to be a shliach, then he's giving him hano. Even shatorim ala biyidiyaso hakamahanile. Since I'm making you my shliach to do it, you're doing me a favor that I asked you to do. So that's awesome. Elalav ain't tzorich das. Must be that he can do it without the person's das. Ulahachi torim alav the kivin shetorim alav shlomi daita lo mahani leklav. That's not called a hanoa. Not doing it. You're not getting the benefit or the pleasure that I'm listening to you. I didn't ask you at all. I'm just doing something for you, and you're not getting any specific benefit from it because anyway you'd have to give off the truma. Laolam mishal balakri mayri. Verses no. It's talking where I'm taking it from the tvua, Shimon's taking from Reuven's tvua on Reuven's tvua. Ledaita de balakri, and he's doing it as a shliach. Udika amras hokamahani le David shluchuse the tarim. And if you're going to ask, how could that be? How could he do it? If he's a shliach, he's giving him direct hanah. But Omer kol arotzalitrom yovel yitrom. It's talking where Reuven said, whoever wants to take truma from my tvua has the right to do it. So he's not making him specifically a shliach, and anybody could have done it. So therefore, that's not called getting direct hanor. The kivin de lo shav yishliach mamish tvei miachrin. He didn't make him a shliach more than anybody else. The achrin inom yicholim litrom kamoso, and somebody else could have done it. Lo mahani leklal. That's not called direct hanor. The lo torim le hai torim le in the shachrina. Because if he won't do it, somebody else will do it. But if I make you a shliach specifically, then I get the hanor that you're becoming my shliach, that you're listening to me. Okay, let's go on. Bo mine rabirmiyam ribzeira. Hatorim mishalo al shochadero. A person takes truma from his tvua for somebody else. Tovas hanor shel mi. Who gets the right to pick the kohen who gets the truma? That's called tovas hanor. Mi amrin an ilad peri the hayech minasakna kariyot. Dahu. If it wouldn't be for my peris, your kri wouldn't be misukin. So I get the tovas hanor. Right, I'm the one who's taking my peris and using it for you. Ol dilma ilav kariyot dahu lo havim peri the hadein truma. If it wouldn't be for your kri, what I'm taking off wouldn't be truma. It only becomes truma because I'm taking it on your tvua. So then you have the right to pick the kohen. Omer le, omer kro, es kol tvua zarecha v'nosata. Who is the one who gives to the kohen? The one whose tvua it was that grew. So therefore it's not the one who takes the truma from his own, but the one whose truma whose tvua it was, who the truma is being taken for. See Rashi. Tovas hanoah mishel mi. Also pruta shiochel lekabel mi Yisrael. Acher kedei litna leben bito kohen mishel mihi. A kohen can't give money to get truma. That's awesome. But the kohen's relative, right? I have a son-in-law who's a kohen, right? And I want you to give him truma. Otherwise, I have to support him. So this way, he has food. So I'm willing to pay somebody a small amount to give him the truma, and I'm allowed to do that. So that's tovas hanoah. That's worth money. Who gets that money? The person who took the truma, or the person for whom the truma was taken? Ilav peri dahai de torim lo misakin kariyot. If it wouldn't be for my tvua, there wouldn't be truma here. I'm taking the truma. Dahu v'tavi also pruta de torim. Therefore, I should have the right to pick the kohen and get the money if somebody wants to give me money to give to a certain kohen. Ol dilma lo with the balakri havitovas hanor, or maybe not. The whole truma over here only exists because of the person who is the truma is being taken for, so he gets the tovas hanor. So Mar says the pasuk is called tvua zarecho v'nosata shma mino the bal hakri hi tovas hanor midrashiv zarecho v'nosata. The one who planted the tvua, he's the one who gets the tovas hanor when the truma is taken from it. So even though the truma here is being taken from somebody else's tvua, but it's being taken on the tvua that was grown by Reuven, Reuven gets the tovas hanor, not Shimon. Eishvei, Samara says, ask from our Mishnah. Torim es trumo, so vies masro, so the daito. Right? The Omer is tovas hanor de balakri, hokamahanile. By me taking truma from my tvua for you, I'm benefiting you. Because now you get to pick the kohen, you don't lose any money. Normally you'd lose the truma, right? So you'd have to offset that with whatever money you could get to who which kohen to give. Now you don't have to offset it with anything. I'm spending the money on the truma, and you're getting all the hanoah of being able to pick the kohen and even take money for it. Elishmamino, tovas hanoah, delay. Must be, not like you said, the tovas hanoah goes to the person who took the truma, not the one whose tvua it was. Therefore, I'm not giving you any hanoah. I'm the one who gets the hanoah of picking the kohen. Gemara says, Amrei, no. This case in our mission is not talking about that. Lo mishel balakri al shel balakri. Ledaito de balakri. Right? No. Gemara says, not talking in a case where I took truma from my tvua for you. It's talking where I took truma from your tvua for you. How could I do that? I have to be a shliach? No, it's talking like we said before. Right? The omer kol arotzo litrom yovo v'yitrom. Right? That what's it called? That a person didn't make him a shliach. He just said whoever wants to do it can do it, and therefore there's no hanoah. And the avade, the what's it called? The tovas hanoah goes to the person who owns the truma and owns the kri. And I'm not getting any hanoah from you. Toshma domra vavo omer Rav Yochanan. Another riot to this shail of who gets the tovas hanoah. Right? If a person is makdish something and he then is polda it, he has to add an extra fifth. If you polda something that you were makdish, you have to add an extra fifth. If you weren't the makdish, you don't have to add an extra fifth. The person who mafresh a korban for somebody else, and who can make a tamura? the one who was mafresh the carbon, right? If he says zeh tachas zeh, does the new animal and the regular animal become kodesh because of the halachas of tamura, or the one who the carbon was nifresh for, the mischaper, he's the one who can make tamura. So we learn from psukim that it's the mischaper, the one who the carbon is for, who has the power to make a tamura. Not allowed to make a tamura, but he has the power to create a tamura. And a person who takes truma from his on somebody else, he gets the tova sanoa. Not like we said before, that it goes according to the one who the tvua grew by, but it's going by the one who took the truma. Hatorim is trumos of masros of the daito shel torim. Now we think that a mission is talking where Reuven's taking, Shimon's taking truma for Reuven from Shimon's, what's it called, tvua. So therefore we see that the tovas hanoa must go to Shimon, not to Reuven, because if we go to Reuven, he's giving him hanoa. Hokamahani like the shokul tovas hanoa. Elam in the torim lo shmamina, the tovas hanoa shall torimu. Must be that the tova sanoa goes to the one who takes the truma, not to the one whose tvua is being taken for. Amri says no. La'ola mehocha lekala mashamina tova sanoa shall need. Over here, it's not talking bichlal where Shimon took truma from his on Reuven's. The hochalo mairi elibishal balakri, talking where he took truma from Reuven's tvua. Uladaito the balakri. And he did it with the das of Reuven, even though Reuven didn't make him a shliach specifically, because if he did, then it would be awesome, because he's getting hanoah. Well, the hachi tovas hanoah shelo. That's why the tovas hanoah goes to him, because to the person who owns the tvua, because everything is being taken from him. V'afilu hachi lo kamahani. Still, it's mutter to do, because it's talking ba'omer kol arotza. Kedokim noeg. We said before, it's talking where he didn't make him a shliach specifically. It's where he said, whoever wants to do it can do it. Hamakdish. If a person's pod the hektish that he made hektish, he has to add an extra fifth to the value. But if somebody else is pod the, he doesn't have to add an extra fifth. Reuven was mafresh a carbon that Shimon should use to be mischaper with. So he did it for him. Hamischaper osu tamura. Boso carbon. The one who's getting the kapara from that carbon has the power to make a tamura, not the one who was mafresh the carbon. The hashtavi didei, because now it's his carbon. Veloi frisho, velo hamafrisho, not the person who separated it. The meachresh shehifresh the tzarcho knoa mischaper, because once he was mafresh it for the sake of the other one, he's out of the picture. So he doesn't have the power. I can't go to somebody else's carbon and say, this should be a tamura on this. Doesn't have no power, so nothing happens. And clearly Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is that when Reuven takes truma from his tvua on Shimon's for Shimon, that the tovas hanoa, that who picks the kohen, is Reuven, not Shimon.